First up, I think we've got Amalia. Amalia, do you want to come up? I can't find them. There they go.
I'll begin today by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which this strike takes place. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here today. My name is Amalia, and today I speak for the Wurrung Student Union. But I also wish to draw attention to the presence of United for Eco-Socialism, a new United Front, which currently incorporates the Revolutionary Communist Organization and the Freedom Socialist Party. We gather here because we know that climate change is irrevocably damaging our planet, that it is irrevocably tainting our future. We have watched the tremendous damage of floods and bushfires, which are increasingly becoming our new reality. We have observed these effects globally, in our own backyards and in every continent, devastating those who emit the least. But it is no longer a matter of highlighting climate change as a devastatingly pertinent issue. It is no longer a matter of pleading with the corporations and governments which are driving our destruction. We have been striking since 2019, but we fundamentally need to recognize our power. We gather here because we know that this power is manifest in our unity. Separately, we are mere young people, but together we are a tremendous force. We boldly demonstrate that force today. We have demonstrated that force as we have marched here together. But again, we have done this before. We have marched together before, and the right people have not listened. They have only pretended to listen. Our future remains in crisis. Fundamentally, capitalism continues to rule over our so-called democracy. In 2022, the Australian government gave fossil fuel industries over $11 billion. This literally lowered their costs for production and transportation. And in that same year, Australian fossil fuel projects made a profit of $140 billion. Yay! The government is literally assisting these corporations in ruining our planet. The minority continues to triumph over the majority. Yay! Corporations continue to force the exploitation of our future. Our past pleas have been heard, but they have been dismissed and actively suppressed. Ultimately, our pleas are less convincing than the pleas of money. Our pleas are less forceful than the demands of capitalism. So what do we do when faced with silence? What must we do? We do not plead with capitalism. We do not beg for compromise. We force action. We do not become hopeless, for we cannot afford to be hopeless. We cannot afford to be complacent. We cannot afford to be still. So we cannot just go home tonight and forget our unity and our power and the disgusting destruction of our planet. We must remember the ceaseless destruction of nature. We must remember the ceaseless veiled murder of Indigenous people, of children, of workers. We cannot allow ourselves to forget. We have felt our power today, but we cannot stop at simple rallies. We must organize until the sheer scope of our power overwhelms all resistance. We must organize so as to desecrate all resistance and let it fall at our feet. The sheer force of youth has astonished we harness it regularly and properly with our organization. And what does this organization look like? It can look like student unions, like the Warren Senior Student Union, because unions are not for workplaces. Student unions are not just for universities. At Warren Senior Campus and at Northcote High School, we have already established student unions, and the potential is tangible. We have the infrastructure to forcefully confront issues within our own schools. We do not need to stay silent and inactive when our issues are not addressed. However, to halt Australia's role in the ceaseless advancement of the climate crisis, we need to be forceful. We need to organise across the entire school system. We need to establish communications and unity across schools. And that involves the action of every student here. We cannot remain isolated, for we need drastic and prompt change. We must unite as students, but we must also unite with others. We must unite with workers. We must unite with First Nations people. We must unite and confront the capitalists who have been allowed to desecrate our planet. We need ongoing collaboration and solidarity and might. We need this so as to preserve our planet and to preserve our future. So as you leave this rally, remember that you should be angry. Become enraged by the fact that our planet burns while capitalists rake in billions. Become radicalized. Make the decision now to reject complicity. Step away from the rally knowing your power. Step away from the rally knowing that your power lies in your ability to disrupt the system. Foremost, do not let today be the extent of your action. Unionize, strike, educate, tear down the capitalist structures of hungry planet-destroying corporations. Remember that our future depends on it. Remember that you are not alone in this struggle. System change, not climate change. System change, not climate change.